Hello, this 5 minutes of the Prophet Test, the Word of God, episode 81. And we have been using Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 as a fundamental scripture. And by this time, if you've been listening to me, then you should be able to say it often. Come on, let's pick up Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, King James Version. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Every heart, the word of God is able to know what is in every heart. It speaks and suddenly, all the things that are hidden in that wardrobe of the heart begin to fall out, and you see that there it is. So we spoke about Hebrews 11:3. That is in the last episode, and I said through faith we understand that the whole worlds were framed eons by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And I said that whatever you have now, your situation, is because you framed your world. Do not resist that and say, oh, but no, you have been framing your world. I don't know whether I'll ever be able to buy a house the way my finances is going. That is you framing your world. You know, this world, it's so difficult to trust men. It's so, I don't know how I can even trust a man. You're framing your world. I don't know. Maybe I might live long in my family, in my house. It's been like that. My father's father, that they die so early. But I'm even lucky that I am 50 years. You are framing your world. So you've been framing your world. The person who says, no, I'm not framing my world, is framing his world. And the one who is also living by faith and using the word of God to frame his world is also framing. We are all framing our world. And that is why the word of God is so important. And that is why this episode is centered on the word of God. On the word. If you can turn your attention to the word. Turn your attention to the word. Turn your attention to the word. Because the word of God, when he came, you know, because you should be able to see who is the word. The word is a person. It's true that it's a scripture. We are opening the Bible, and the Bible, what we read is the word of God. But the word of God is also a person. Remember John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. So that was Jesus. So when the word came, it was present. He himself was speaking the living message of the living Father God. He, the living word, was speaking. When he speaks, he will be speaking a living message, or the living message. Living message of the living Father God. So when you also pick this word, and you're speaking it right now, as I'm speaking it, I am speaking the living message. And I'm speaking the living message to you. And when you take these words I am speaking, they are life to you. That's why Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Spirit to your spirit and life to your body, life to your soul. It is an amazing thing that God has done for us to have sent us his living word. And by these words I'm speaking, I am framing your world. And you also pick these words and frame your world with it. Do not just ignore them. Listen to it for 5 minutes and forget about them. So as I've said to you, that you frame your world with your words, with the word of God. You begin to frame today. Today, frame today with your words. Frame it with the word of God. frame today, whatever circumstance you have today, you can change it by the word. And do not allow people to dissuade you from the word of God. One of the reasons why people do not experience God's favor and all that God has done is because they were not persuaded. They refused to be persuaded. I will be persuaded by the world, by the word of God. And I refuse to be persuaded by the world and the world system. No, I will take what God's word says. I would rather take what the word of God says rather than a man. Because after all, the fear of a man is a snare. But if you want safety, it is found in God and trusting God and trusting his word. So today, frame your world with what? The word of God. It is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.